Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Living Life with Pastor Carolyn Henderson. This is your co-host on tonight, Pastor Valerie Burrell. Grateful to be here with Pastor on tonight as we talk about prayer. Prayer being that conversation that we have with Him. Prayer being that mechanism that we use in order to get some of our needs. I say some, but the Word says He will supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Where we petition Him for the things that we have need of, some things we want, some situations we face. But we're going to talk about the importance of prayer and the importance of having the right words and the right posture when we pray. All of that makes a difference. So we thank you so much for joining us. Pastor Carolyn, we thank you for being with us on tonight.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Valerie. Thank you for co-hosting for us tonight. We're excited about what the Lord is doing, and we believe Him to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what our hearts or minds could ever hope or dream for. We say good evening to those that are listening in tonight, and welcome to Living Life with Pastor Carolyn, Kingdom Ministries Global Church, and Pastor Val Empowerment Place Ministries for co-hosting tonight. We're excited about what the Lord is doing. Thank you so much, Pastor Valerie, for being here with us tonight.
Well, it is my privilege and honor to be with you, Pastor. It is, as we shared just on Sunday, that you were going to talk about prayer. This is something, like with you, that is a passion for me. For several years, I did prayer boot camps, and that's probably how we really connected, because you were the speaker at our first conference when I taught a prayer boot camp years ago down at Mount Calvary Baptist Church in Fulton. So I am excited. A lot of people, Pastor, prayer really don't understand what prayer is because they've generally been given some instruction or definition that made prayer bland, where it wasn't personal, where they weren't really seeing any results of it. They didn't even take time for personal laments. All they knew is that Sunday morning corporate prayer, that Sunday morning offering prayer, and Sunday morning benediction. But share with us what prayer is, and the necessity of prayer in our lives, especially in this day and time.
Pastor Bell, so many people have, like you said, have been misunderstood what prayer is and what it's all about. First of all, I can say this, that I do know that before we can have a successful prayer life, we must be in right relationship with the Father in order to go into His presence. It's just like children. Our children come to us for things, but if we are not in proper alignment and right relationship with our parents, it's hard for us to make requests of them, especially if we are out of order. So an out-of-order life produces an out-of-order prayer life. So I am saying that salvation is a prerequisite to having a successful prayer life. I believe from the book of Carolyn that you must be in right relationship. You must have connected with God through salvation. I believe that that's necessary in order to have an effective prayer life.
Amen.
I had to
jot that down.
I was reading today, and it says some of our prayers never reach God. It was just like the Pharisees trying to pray, you know, within themselves. Nothing they said made anything happen, and so some of us are wondering what is going on. Prayer life is just like dressing every day. It's you have to check out what you're putting on and what you're taking off and what you don't need and what's required to go throughout the day, and that's where we have to do a self-check. We have this little thing called self-check. We do a self-check because if I'm out of order, if I'm harboring unforgiveness and bitterness and all of this stuff, it makes my prayer life unsuccessful also. So I have to be careful of what I have on board and take on board as I try to go before the Father in prayer. Salvation is necessary, but also repentance and forgiveness is a daily thing. That is something that we must do prior to or pre-prayer time to make sure that we are in proper alignment and proper relationship with the Lord.
Oh, so we can say daily repentance is a daily prerequisite to purposeful living in Him.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen, because we have to realize that we face a lot of stuff, and stuff can cause problems. No matter how much we are in the presence of God and how much we pray and how much we live for Him, we are human beings, and that's what we forget. People forget that we're human. And so the enemy constantly bombards us with things to try to get us off track, to get us off alignment, to get us off focus. And if he can do that, he can successfully disbar our prayer life. You know, sometimes we think that we don't have to pray every day. We only pray when we need to. I think that a successful relationship with him requires that we spend time with God every day. How many times depends on how many times you need to be in contact with him, how many times you need to commune with him, how many times you want to be in his presence. I think that's more or less a personal thing, but required, I believe, to have a daily life of prayer with the Lord.
And one thing that I've taught several times, the scripture that talks about our reasonable service, And one thing that I've learned is that the greater my relationship with the Father, the greater my reasonable service to him becomes. If I'm just learning of him and having basic understanding of who he is in my life, then my reasonable service to him, you would think, might be one prayer a week. But when I know him to be Jehovah Jireh, and when I know him to be Jehovah Nisi and Jehovah Rapha, when I know him to be the lawyer in the courtroom and the doctor in the sick room, when I know him to be all these things, then my service unto him is intensified, and because of who he is and because of what he does, then I want to have a conversation with him as often as I can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you, so many people, we are hearing so much now that people say, I'm not sleeping at night. I'm waking up during the night, and I don't know what's going on. I can't understand. And I have shared with many people, if you are in relationship or you are in covenant with the Lord, maybe he's waking you up because he wants you to talk to him, and maybe he wants to talk with you. Many times we find that disturbances in the middle of the night brings on prayer. We can find that sometimes we wake up and we just don't know what's going on. And however, we find a need to get in the presence of the Lord and to pray and to ask God to show us, to reveal to us. You know, many people, some of us still have questions. Why do we pray? Why pray? We pray because we love God. And this is our time of communion with him. This is the time that we spend with him because we love him and we just want to talk to him. Just as some of us are married with our husbands, we have times that we just want to sit and just be with our husbands and our wives. We just want to talk to them. There are times when those of us that have children and grandchildren, we just want to spend time with them because we love them and we want them to know that we love them and we want them to see our love and experience our love. And it's the same way with God. We want him to see and experience how much we love him because we come into his presence, thanking him for the opportunity just to be in his presence, just because he loves us. And the reason why we know that he loves us, Pastor Bell, is because John 3:16 says he gave his life for us,
yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his life. And we experienced and we celebrated that this weekend, resurrection, coming back from, God has resurrected us from something. He's called us back from sin, and that's just enough to just bless him and to glorify him and to praise his name. People said, we pray because we depend on God. We depend on God because, like you said, he is our Jehovah Jireh. He's the source of all of our resources, everything that we have. Some of us think because we go to work every day and because we have a wonderful job and wonderful work ethics that it's because of our jobs, but it's because God allowed us. We have to remember that God allows things. He allows us to have a wonderful job. He provides for us. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's El Shaddai, the many-breasted one, the one that's sufficient. He has no lack in him. So we have to realize where our sources are and who our source is and where everything that we have comes from. Many of us think it's because of our education or our academic knowledge or our experience, but it's because of the Lord that we are where we are right today, and we have
Thank you, Lord.
We have because he has blessed us. Some people said, why do we need to pray? We need to pray to resist temptation. We pray to resist temptation because temptation is always there. It's ever present. It says we resist temptation because we watch and pray. It said, lest you fall into temptation. That's according to Matthew, I think it's 26 and 41. It said, much sin is the result of sin. In a prayerless life. A prayerless life reproduces sin. And it says, through the lack of prayer, we become weak. So we have to understand that the Bible tells us to fail not to assemble ourselves together. It says, if you're weak, call on the elders of the church and let them pray the prayer of faith. Sometimes we get so weak until we need somebody else to pray for us. But we also have to be in the position and the posture that God would hear us. So some people want to know, does God command us to pray? Yes, he does. He continues to command us to pray and without ceasing to. He said, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man, the righteous woman avails. It carries much weight in his presence. So when we stand before the Lord, we stand naked before him, uncovered, and asking him to search us so that there would be anything that's not like him, that he would purify us and purge us of that so that our prayers will not go unanswered. I believe that if we live a wretched life, we have wretched prayer life, and therefore it produces more foolishness.
Wretchedness.
Ratchetness. I get that from the grandchildren and from the kids. Ratchet. They just call each other ratchet, and because
ratchet.
It's so easy to give in. And I say that very seriously. We get bombarded by the enemy so much, especially in this season, in this time, bombardment in finances, health, family members, jobs, just so much that is going on. We are being bombarded by the enemy to wear us down, to make us weak, to make us think that our God does not hear us, when in fact he does. We have to remember that we have to remain faithful and strong. We have to believe that he can do all things but fail. It says, we pray because Jesus Christ is our model. He prayed. He prayed to his Father, and he asked his Father for things, and he asked his Father to lead and guide him. So we must do the same thing. He set the perfect example. As it said, I believe that a prayerless life it produces more sin. And we must stay in prayer. We must be focused on prayer. We have so many people that we pray the prayers of tradition and denomination that have been handed down to the year through the years. But we have to remember that God wants us to talk to Him. So
yes.
I would not talk to you in a manner that you could not understand what I'm saying. But I would tell you, Pastor Valerie, my head hurts. I need prayer. Could you please back give you the specifics of my needs?
Amen.
So that
that's
you'll
it.
Know exactly what I'm talking about. And that's the way God wants us to talk to us, with the specifics. Even when we're praying for somebody else, we have to have the specifics of the need in that prayer, what's really going on. We have to be honest with ourselves and honest with God. I don't have the answers to everything, and I'll tell everybody, I do not have the answers. I need prayer just like everybody else, and prayer is a choice.
Amen.
For me,
Amen.
It's a choice. It's a definite necessity. I need it like water. I need it like air. I need it like living and breathing every day. It's a required thing for me. Prayer without prayer, I don't know where I would be, because there are some times when you can only utter the word Jesus. There are some times when you can't say anything. There are some times when you can have a list of things. But whatever it is, I want Him to know that I'm being as sincere and as sinless as I can be. And sinless means that I'm trying my best to sin less every day.
Yes. Yes.
Every day.
Yes. You said something very crucial when it comes to our conversation and prayer with God, that when we're praying, we have to be specific with Him. I can remember Pastor Allen saying she had been praying and asking God for a vehicle. God, I need a vehicle. God, I need a blue vehicle. God, and you know, I want a PT Cruiser. And for her birthday, someone gave her a little toy truck, a blue PT Cruiser. And it said, prayer answered.
Oh, wow.
Because she said, I want a blue PT Cruiser. And He gave it to her, and it was a toy. But she didn't want a toy. She wanted a vehicle that she could drive from point A to point B. And we sort of laughed at that, but in that, we learned that sometimes we say things to God. God, I want a new job. And an opportunity comes for you to cook in the kitchen at the school. And you say, well, I don't want that. But
yeah.
God said, but you said you wanted a job. And now here I am offering you a job. Are you telling me no?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want that. But you did that. See, when you're having this conversation with God, be careful that you're trying to dictate what you want from God without dictating. And see, we can't dictate to Him, because we know what His will is for us, but we don't know how it's going to come about. So we have to be careful not to try to dictate to Him. God, I want a job. But what I'm really saying is that although I've not studied, I'm not prepared, I want you to give me that job making $80,000 a year. I don't know how to do nothing that they're doing, but because you God, and God, you sit high and you look low, and God, you know, you get all religious with it. Just because you ask that, come on, doesn't mean that God is going to do it for you that way, because there are some requirements for the blessings that we receive from Him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ooh.
And we must be real with ourselves, because life does hand you a reality check when you go and apply for an $80,000 job, really realizing that you're not prepared for that. I was watching a program this afternoon, and this young lady was talking about she had become a millionaire and how she had prayed and how she had attained things. And she said in her being rich, she lost everything that she had when the stock market fell. And she said the Lord led her to Proverbs, and I forgot exactly the chapter, but he, in other words, God was saying, in the word it was saying, that God does not give wisdom to a fool, does not put money in the hands of a fool.
Of a fool. Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful. If we can't handle prayer, we most assuredly will not be able to handle an $80,000 job because we're already not praying. And first of all, you have to be focused on what you're praying for. Most of the time, we want to pick and choose. Excuse me. Prayer is not Burger King. We can't have stuff our way because some things are in experience mode. Some things are teaching mode. Some things are so you won't make the mistake and ask me again mode. Sometimes God just refuses to answer us because we are being foolish and or we have not come to the place where God wants us to come to in order for him to answer our prayers. And one thing I took away from the message on yesterday, that when God was telling Samuel to go and to anoint David as king, Saul received a flask blessing. And
yes.
David received a horn blessing.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
what's happening now. We are praying for horn blessings when we are not even prepared for flask blessings. The flask blessings was because they had asked God to give them a king. The horn blessing was that it would be a never-ending emptying of the oil on the head of who God had chosen. So what are you saying? When we are asking God, make sure that we are operating in the position where God really wants to give us the horn blessing instead of the flask.
Over the
blessing.
Flask. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Because I can't handle a CEO position. I'm not academically ready for something like that. I'm not my mindset is not right. We have to know where we belong. We have to. We are always
Amen.
Reaching for the high seat instead of allowing God to bring us through prayer to the places where he wants us to be. I believe that if we sincerely pray and ask God to lead us and guide us and direct us, that he will. I believe that God prayers when we believe that God can do what he wants to do in our
Amen.
Lives, just help us to be in proper alignment and proper posture with him. Proper posture for me is humility, and I had to be taught how to be humble. A lot of people are not going to say that they had to be taught how to be humble because sometimes we can think a little bit more of ourselves than what we really
than
were.
We ought.
So you know, so God has to bring us to the point that we have to be careful of what we say and how we say it. I believe that focused prayer is the best remedy to prayer. Some people say, you write your prayers down. Sure I do, because I want to make sure that when I pray, that it's in alignment with the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And that,
like
that's
you said,
a key.
Sister Allen asked for a PT Cruiser, and it was blue. She never said, God, I wanted to have a V8 or a V6 engine, and I want four doors. And she never gave
engine
him
that runs and a transmission
yeah,
that doesn't
absolutely
slip.
Air condition.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, tinted windows. She wasn't specific enough. So the truth of the matter is that how she prayed is what she really got.
Yes.
We have to be very, very specific with God. We want God to save our loved ones, but we want God to save them without any repercussions for the stuff that they are in. But they have to learn a lesson so they won't return to it once God
Hallelujah.
Has delivered them.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we have to be careful when we pray. God, we have to trust God in everything that we do. We have to trust him even with us. When we are going through stuff and we don't really understand it, Pastor Burrell, we have to be so focused that God has everything in control. It's one thing that I hear, and I say, I said it tonight, and I said, the blood prevails.
Yes,
and
it does.
I thank God for being Jehovah Nissi, my blood covering, Because had it not been for the blood, I could have been tore up from the floor up.
My God.
And I would have said a whole lot of unnecessary stuff in the presence of God. And now I've learned how to say, God, whatever pleases you.
Yes.
Help me to
yes.
understand what pleases you. Because that's the ultimate. We want to please God in everything that we do and everything that we say. We want to make sure that our attitude, because, you know, we can get real ugly when stuff don't turn out
well,
like we want it. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
So we have to be real careful when God hasn't exalted us like we want to be exalted, because we like to be thrown up and we like to be lifted and, you know, set high and lifted up. But we have to be careful because if you get lifted up too fast, you're going to have a zooming fall.
Yes.
And get splattered
My
all
God.
Over the place.
My
so
God.
We have to
My
be
God.
Very, very careful. Yes. We said,
wow.
A lot of people say, well, I prayed and God didn't answer my prayer. Maybe he wasn't ready to answer. Maybe you're not ready for what you asked him for. And maybe
uh-huh.
you are asking out of his complete timing, season, and his will. So we have to be careful what we ask God. And how we make the request. Like you said, we come with a list of petitions and requests. And we don't understand that the answers to some of the petitions require a lot of sacrifice.
Amen.
A lot of humbling.
Amen.
A lot of proper alignment. A lot of loving on God. And he know that he can trust you. Some of us have not received stuff because the stuff that we're asking for right now, God can't trust us with it.
Amen. That's true. We're down to a few minutes left on the line this evening, Pastor, and we have several callers. If there is one who has a particular question that you'd like to ask Pastor on tonight, you could press 1. I can bring you live. Or if you have any prayer requests that she could certainly add to the International Prayer Connection, which they do nightly at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern
Amen.
Time. I'm sure that we would gladly add your petition to that prayer call. So if there are any questions, press 1 and we can bring you live in our last few minutes of the broadcast. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Caller, last 4 digits, 3087. Thank you so much for joining us. What is your question on this evening?
I was calling for prayer. Prophetess, is a good time or?
Certainly yeah. what we can do
uh-huh.
is take your name and
okay.
your need, your name.
Okay.
Okay.
And I want to pray regarding, I'm trying to get approved for a townhouse. I just want to pray for approval with that, with favor with that on this week.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. What we'll do is that when we hang up, Sister Ricks, we have your number that is showing here. And
yes.
we will call you back and agree with you in prayer.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
And we'll take
Amen.
This prayer. Amen.
Okay.
To the prayer line every night until we hear
Thank
from
you.
The Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
God
Thank
bless you.
You. God bless you.
God
bless,
bless
you.
You.
Bye bye.
Anyone else?
Are there? Just press 1. We can bring you live.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Val, we
All
want
right.
to let them. We want to let them know that we will continue this teaching on prayer again next week. I feel
Amen.
Led of the Lord to continue this until the Lord says switch out. Amen. But we also want to invite them to our nightly prayer line. It's the International Prayer Connection. The number to that prayer connection is 712-432-8399.
Last 4 digits, 8260, area code 804. Last
yes,
4 digits,
826. My question,
Go ahead.
For Pastor Carolyn is when she indicated that we must be prepared to make sacrifices when we have special prayer requests. Could she speak a little bit more on that, please?
Yes, we are
what
running
we
out
do?
Of time.
What can let that be our first thing that we address on next week's broadcast?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you join us then?
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen. Go ahead, Pastor Val.
Well, we thank you all for joining us. As time is running down, we ask that you join us again on next Monday at 8 p.m. as we will then again address the power of prayer. We thank you so much for being with us. We say God bless each of you. Until next week, have a blessed one. God bless.
God bless.